Viter in Shasper and Bava Mitzia Dav Chav Hey, picking up on Chav Dalam Beis Bada Bava Mada Beis Bada Mishtang Bada Mishtang Zok Dalik Mishtang Ve'elu Chayv Lachris. These are the things you have to go and you have to announce. Matsa Paris Bekli. If you find Paris that are in a Kli in the utensil, Rashi says V'stam Kli is a Siman. A general Kli has a, generally speaking, has a Siman. O Kli Kamosu, or a Kli that is as is. Rashi says Rekon, it's empty. Just an empty Kli over there. Most because as you find money in a kiss, in a wallet. This also something which has a rashes yishpo simon labailim. It has a simon. Oh, kiss kamoshu, or just a wallet by itself. The after Nazis, tzibure peros, piles of peros. Rashi says, but Gemara first, simanayu o minyan o makom. The Gemara is going to explain the simon is either the amount that are in there or the place where it's found, tzibure mos, or we got piles of coins. Beep, turn the page. Chav hey. Omanav. Shlosha matbeozel gabzeh. You have three coins, one on top of the other. Rashi says, but Gemara, before simanayu, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the simon is. Krichos rishus harabim, if you have bundles that are in a rishus harabim, the kikar shal balabayas, or if the balabayas type of, you know, homemade challah, homemade bread that we saw this before as a simon, v'gizoy tzemer lekuchim mibesa uman, or if you have wool, shearings of wool that's taken from the mibesa uman, from the place of the uman, of the expert, you know, the craftsman, kade yayin, barrels of wine, v'kade shemen, or bottles of oil, pitchers of oil, harez elu chaylachas, all these things you got to announce. Says the Halakha Gemara, Taima, what's the reason you have to go and you have to make these announcements? Says Rashi, Hossam hu da'amar shaper sabal hakli. I jumped the gun a little bit in the Rashi. Let's see the Gemara. Time of the reason you have to go and you have to announce is the matzah peris bekli umos bekis. When you find peris that are in a kli or money in the wallet, hakli ulafana peris, that's only because of the fact that you found them inside of the things. But hakli ulafana peris, if you found a kli and in front of it is peris, kis ulafana mos, so you have a wallet and there's money in front of it, ulu shalo, you get to keep those, says Rashi. Now let's read it. Hari elu aperos shel motza, and then you get to keep those things. V'yafo bisha kli lebal v'asimen es hakli yachsir v'asaperos yaakev lo v'lo aminan mehai mana nafu. We don't say a dafka fell from there. So back to the previous Rashi is hasim hu damer shaperos v'al hakli. In a case when it's fine, when it's in there, but if not, you get to keep it. Tanita lahabi yashav, someone who backs it up. Don't turn around and turn the brace. Matza kli, you find a kli, the fun of Paris, kiss the fun of Mos, or you get to keep it. Mixasun mkli. If some of them are in the kli, mixasun lagabi kaka, and some of them are on the ground, mixasun mkis, mixasun lagabi kaka, chay lachas, then you have to go and you have to announce all of them. Rashi explains that mixasun mkli, a davar mochiach, dahanu, da al gabi kaka, dahanachu, it's theirs. Bechayv lachzim, you have to return them. Mishi yitain simon, the one who gives a simon, bekli. Bechayn mosab al kiss, the one who gives, a simon for the kiss. Ramenu, although I'm saying we get ourselves a contradiction. I'm not saying we have a simon, we have a simon, we have a simon. But sad of a shishwa simon, and the sad of somebody does have a simon. Chayv lachzim, you have to go and you have to announce it. Ba bal simon. Back it up a little bit in the Rashi's, it says like this, that matzah davar shein bo simen, b'tzad davar sheish bo simen, kigon mos lefnei kiss, chayv lahachris, you have to go and announce, ala kol v'yiteno amos lebal kiss, you have to give it all to him. Babal kiss, simen, uvenatel shalom, if he comes in, he gives a simen, and he takes what's his, Rashi says, es a kiss. V'amar ein amos sheli, money's not mine, zacha ala b'mos, and no one gets to keep it. So what do we see nonetheless from here? We're seeing over here that the Brisa starts up by saying that you have to announce the stuff that doesn't have a simon, the one that's next to the one that does have a simon, even though we said previously that you don't have to do such a thing. You get to keep it if it's like all outside of it. In the first price, so when he said you're allowed to keep everything, that's talking about a kuba of a kitna, it's talking about where you have a barrel and you have flax that's in it. So when it falls over and the flax falls out, it doesn't fall entirely out. It will have a little bit in, a little bit out. So if it's totally out, then you know that it's not connected to the barrel itself and you get to keep it. But in the case where it says the second price is you have to return it, if you have one next to the other where you have a simon dick a basket next to peros that are there without a simon, you return the whole thing because it makes sense that the stuff would fall out entirely. Rashi says, The Vada High Pishon Lav Makuba Nafa for sure didn't come from there. Dimi Ne Nafa, if it would have fallen from there, and the Havim Ishtar, but it would have left a little bit. If it wasn't the kiss also with the money, Lefada Mos, Mehai Taima, similarly, a little money would have stayed in. If all of it is at them, means it didn't come from the wad, you get to keep it. Vahatakani Chayav, Bitsana Peri, Davidi Deshrake, Divinafli Menekuli, it makes sense that all of it falls out. Therefore, if you find something without a simnik, somebody does have a simnik, in that type of case, you would have to announce the entirety of it. Rav Papa Amar, another answer, Haba Hab, Bitsana Peri. So both of them talking with the basket and the fruit and the produce that was there. The second brisa, which says you have to go and return, is talking about where a little bit left was left inside of it. This is what it's talking about. You say that's where it came from. And when the stuff is totally out of it, then you get to keep it. Rashi said that's where you get to keep it. It's totally out. Rashi says, give it to Stam Tzana. Yesh lo ugnin kfulin lesocho. It has like, we know these type of kalim, they have like a lip around the edge of it that's going to catch some of it. And therefore, if nothing left there, then you know that it didn't come from it. But if not, you can go, if there's a little bit left in there, you have to go return it. V'boi, same another answer. Both of them are talking about the girl where nothing is left. Olo kasha, still a question. The second brisa, which says you have to go ahead and you have to return it, is talking about where? The opening of the basket is facing the stuff that fell out of it. So it's like right next to it. And it's right next to it facing the other direction. That's when you go and you get to keep it. Your buddy Sam, another answer. Both of them take taking what's facing the stuff. But Lokas is still not a question. Because the first one, it says that you can go ahead and you can keep the entirety of it. It's talking about where the basket has like this lip around it, this rim. And the other one, which says you have to go and announce it, is when it doesn't have this lip around it. So the one that has a lip around it and it's all out, you get to keep it. When it doesn't, it's all out, you have to go and you have to announce it because it fell out from there. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Tzipor peres and tzipor imos. So you have piles of peres, of produce, or piles of cash money. Shamat mina minyan have a simon. We learn from here that a minyan number is a simon. Rashi says, the ilavaki, my simonika, what simon is there over here? Tanit Sibor Peros. The Gemara says, no, maybe. We said in the Mishnah, Tzibure Peros, maybe it's just Sibor Peros. It's just only one of them. And then if you don't have a number anymore that's telling you that how many it is, that should be the simon. It says, Rashi, the Inkan Minyan, my Simonea Makom, the place. They gave it the Tzibur and Inia Chava. And I can say that I put it in this particular place. Rashi says, Umay, the Bach switches my to Umay. So you see what Paris. Shamaj Mina, Makam of a Simon. So you can learn from here that a Makam is a Simon. Tani, says the Gemara, well, maybe not, because Tani Tzibure Paris. Maybe it's Tzibure Paris, and then it goes according to the numbers, and it doesn't go according to the location. Rashi says, Simone Minyan. Got a gimel here. Tanit Sibur Minyan Hu Dahave. Simani Minyan Hu Dahave Madchile Lohat Tifshot Velohat Tifshot. We can't learn out either one over here. Kind of stuck. We don't know if a simon or a makam is going to remain based off this. Shloshamat Bela Sal Gab said we have three coins, one on top of the other. Maybe it's like Migdallah. The Hu Shasuin Kim Migdalin. When is it true that these three coins on top of the other, that's what is done like a tower? Rashi says, what do you mean a tower? It doesn't mean three coins on top of each other. It means like you have the widest one on the bottom, then a little less wide, then a little less wide, like a quarter, and then a nickel, and then a dime. It goes, as it goes up, it gets smaller. Rashi says, come in first, the widest one, when you put it like this, that's not a normal way of falling. It's clearly placed there. To lax or a little, and he had his mind to go and come back and take it. But shachach, and he forgot. Hilchach no to the machas. You announce v'zeh bavin osin simon v'omer migdalin hayu osin. I assume it was done like a tower. Says go on tighten up a compressor supports this. Matzah most, but Fuzaris they will surely get to keep it. I assume it can be done, maybe like a tower. Chayav lachas if they announce it. Velo and it's in migdal. Shows about bins. I'll give a three coins, one on top of the other. That's called a migdal. They have to go. You have to announce. Hago v'kasha. Amet matzah most, but Fuzaris they will surely said you get to keep it. Ha, mishchlafe shalchufe, but if they were leaning on one another, Rashi says mixas al zil al chaverta, mixas al gabe karka. It's like one on top of the other, a little bit like leaning. Chayv lachus, you have to go out and then you have to announce such an instance. Rashi says alma ki haygav the lav derech nefila. It's not called derech nefila. And mitzvah and mitzvah says assuming kmigdal chayv lachus, you have to announce if it's like a migdal ha mishal chashchulufe. But if it would be leaning one another, he'll show you get to keep it over there. So which one is it? Says Gemara Tani kol she'ein assuming kmigdal mufazar skarilu. Anything that's not made like a migdal is considered mufazar. So even if it's leaning one another, you get to keep it. Right, it's not called like a tower. Amar Rav Chanina lo shanu ela shel shlosha malachim. This mission is teaching only of three different kings. Rashi's kasakataitach shaloyot sur seim shavos shekol melech kosif shemo v'tzuroso al matbeo shelo. It's every king writes, you know, has his image on it with his kosif shemo, his name and his surah. On the coin. If it's one melech, and you don't have to go and return it. Seemingly, if it's three different kings, you have to announce, but if it's one king, you don't have to. Hey, what are we talking about? If it's made like a tower with the widest on the bottom, and then it goes up and gets more narrow, like we explained. If it's only melech, also it should be fine. Because even though they have the same tzur, the same face that's on over there, the aim that's doing if it's not made like a tower, then afilu shel shlosha melachim nami lo. And even if you have three different kings, it shouldn't work at all because it's got to be done in a way that it's got to be clear. Eli itmar hachi itmar. If you want to understand what he's saying, this is what he's saying. Lo shanu ela shel melech echad kein shlosha melachim. If it's going to be three different sizes, then it's considered like three different kings, even though it's a tzur of one king. The image of one king. Ve'echi dami da'asuin kemigdalin, and where and how is this? And where they're made like towers, Rashi says, Hachir sinim, hechi dami kegon shasuin kemigdalin chayav lachas. When they're made like that, then you have to go and you have to announce it. Revicha tata, the widest one on the bottom, mitzia, the gets tapered off as it gets higher, vizuta levay mitzia, and even last, amin anuchi, and chinu, that we say, yeah, clearly this is placed over here, you have to go over back. Aval, shamelech echad was one king. Dekulu ki adadinin, where all the coins are the same size, Rashi says, shavim brach from their width, the alpha gav the manchi adaridi, even though they're placed one on top of the other, Zal Zerash says, Velav, Mishlachafin, that's just leaning on one another. Even in such a circumstance, are you sure you get to keep them? Amer is Ramuye Isrami. Just say, yeah, that's it happens. It's got to happen sometime like that. Rash says, the Hachinaf of Ein Ze Hiniach. That's called the Nech Vesimin Ein Lo. There's no Simon Ein Lo Behem. Vafilum Makum, the Lo Yada Heichan. Vafilum Makum, the Lo Yada Heichan Nafal. He doesn't know how it fell, where it fell, but back in the Gemara, I skipped some words here, didn't skip, I didn't finish it. That's how it happened. Happened like that, and they fell like that, and that's how you get to keep it. From Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, I feel shemelech echad, even if it's of one king, then nami machis, you have to go out and you have to announce it. Says Rashi, Hoel umatbeos havu zu al gabe zu, yesh kan simen delo sami nofilachi. Not going to fall like that. Therefore, even if it's the same king, same size, if it's stacked, you have to return it. My machas, what are you going to announce? What exactly are you supposed to announce in such a circumstance? It doesn't make any sense. Says Rashi, parchinon, my machas, minyan, kach v'kach matbeos matzasi, v'zeh ba v'nasan simen zu al gabizu matzasam. Minyan, you used to announce the amount that are over there. And then he could say how they're arranged. My iria telasa. If that's true, then why does the Mishnah say there's three coins? If it's Trinami, if it's only two coins, they also announce it because over there also you could say like the house, yeah, I found two coins, and it'll say, oh yeah, they were stacked one on top of the other. And with the Gemara, Ravina, Tiva Machriz. All he announces is Tivel, as in Tabas, I found coins. Right? Says Matbeos Matzasi, Hilkach Tre Lav Simnahu, Demiot Matbeos Beis. The smallest amount of coins, if you say plural, is going to be two. So that's not going to consider a simon anymore. A person could say, you say, oh yeah, coins I found. It'll be like, someone's going to come and say two. And that's not a riot that he actually knew what was going on. Boy, Rav Yirmiyah, come along, Rav Yirmiyah, and he asks the following questions. Kishir Mahu. What happens if, Rashi says, Mutalin be'igol ke'etzada. Let's say the coins are found in a circle like a bracelet. Is that considered also like a simon? Kishuamau, what happens if they're in a straight line, if they're lined up? Katsuvamau, what happens if they're like a chatsuva. Rashi says that is a kegimel ragle kankan kol echad kineged avir shelsheni. Kazeh. We have a nice little picture over there. It's set up like a triangle, like a tripod over there. Kesulam, what happens if it's made like a sulam? Rashi says, rov emsoi al tachlon v'rov elyon al ha'emtsoi kemo ma'alo shekarim ashglulinush. It's made up like a ladder. They're made like, it looks like steps. Most of the middle coins are lying on the bottom one and the top one's on the middle one. Top coin's on the middle one, so it's like looks like a ladder. Pshot meha chada, da amar of Nachman, amar of Ravua. Let's at least answer one of these questions, because he says, kol shilu machlis la kesam beineyam v'not lam bebatzachas chayiv lahachris. Anytime they're set up in a way that you could put a kesav, a piece of wood between them, and lift all of them together, you're going to have to go and announce it, because they're set up in such a way, it's clearly got to be that the person left it there on purpose. Fact the Gemara, boy Rav Ashi. So that's like the latter one. Boy Rav Ashi, can we ask a question? Beep, turn the page. Go face my base. Ka'avne bis kulis mao. What happens if the cords are set up like the stones, avne of the base kulas, the house of kulas, says Rashi, markulis v'hishem of Zara. L'kame mefarish heichi avde. We're going to explain what it was. This is a Avodah Zarah shtickle over here. The name of Avodah Zarah, and they used to go set up a certain way. Toshama, the time of the Hebraisa, Matsamasu, Zarah, find coins that are spread out. Originally, you get to keep a Kavne Beis Kulas. If it's set up like the stones of the Beis Kulas, then Chayv Lahachris, you have to go in and you have to announce them. You gotta announce them. Ve'eluhein Avde Beis Kulas, and this is how the stones of Kulas were set up. Achas Mikan, Vachas Mikan, Vachas Al Gabein. One on one side, one on the other, and one on top of the two. So it's set up like almost like a mashkof. Rashi's Vashis's chetzi al zeh and chetzi al zeh. Or it's like a step on either way. Imagine it like a pyramid. You know, two people get next to each other, and one goes on top, half on one, half on the other. Halig of Bar Mitzvah set up, for those who remember. Tanu Rabbanan. Wait, so in such a case, what do you have to do? You have to be machris them. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamotzi sela b'shuk. If someone finds a sela, Allah sela, hoch. You find a sela out in the market, umotzi chavir v'amar lo, and his friend came to him and said, Shali. He says, hey, that's my corn right there. That's my coin. And he says, I'll even prove it. He says, Chadashi, it's a new coin, or Nironisi, it's Nironis. Rashi says, Niron Kesar Kosovale, it was a Kesar named Niron, and it has his name on it. Shel Melech Poni, or is this king's? Or, you know, there's his surah. Lorma Klumagat didn't say anything. Not only that, Elafil Shmo Kosovale, even this guy's name's on it. And says, look, my name's written on it, Lorma Klumagat. It's saying anything, Elafish Ain Simon Mapea. There's no sign when it comes to a coin, for an individual coin. Da'amar, Dilma Fukeafka, Minish Akhrina, Akhrinafa. Maybe he wrote something on it, but he used it, and then he gave it to somebody else. You can write your name on coins and spend it, and then just walk around saying, hey, did you find a thing with my name on it? And then you get it back? No, you don't get it back, sorry. And therefore, you find that you get to keep it. Zokta next, Heiliga, 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 Heiliga Mishnah, Heiliga Mishnah. Matza achar gapa o achar hagader. Let's see, goslos mikusharim. Let's see, you find behind a wall, these two types of fences. Rashi says the gapa is made of a wall made out of wood or reeds, and the gather is made out of stone. So you find these pigeons that are tied up. Obishvilin shabasado. So you find them on the paths of the fields. Harielu lo yigabem. Do not touch them. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain why. Matza kliba achar. You found this utensil that was in the garbage. If it's covered over, then lo yigabo, don't touch it. Rashi says the angel of Avi is called lost. Shehei musar aleh below sucha l'salim. The pasuk says you can't turn a blind eye to a lost object. You got to pick it up and go and return it. But over here you don't do that. The mishtamu, it's considered like it's guarded because it's covered. Lo yigabo, don't touch it. Imagula, if it is uncovered, then in such a case, nota, take it and machus and announce it. My time, why not touch the spurs? Amrinon, hani inish. That's the Inu. There's a person who hit it behind the fence. You want to come back. Vishakol, if you go ahead and you take them and you move them, less the Lumarayo, Simon of Gavaya, then of a Simon anymore because you took them away. Hilkach Lishavkinhu, Adasim Mirayo, Vishakol, go and leave them over there until their owners come and take them. Frank the Gemara, am I? Why do you say that he doesn't have a Simon anymore? Lahave Kesher Simon, let the Kesher itself be a Simon that they go and said, yeah, that it was tied up or. what type of knot he made. We're talking about where they're tied up by their wings, and that's not a right anymore. Because that's how everyone goes ahead and they tie as a normal way of tying. What about the makam itself? They can say where it was. We're dealing with them, the ones that hop around. Rashi says, "Makam l'makam," they don't vary anymore. Even the dadim, if you talk about they hop around, me'alma asu. Maybe they came from somewhere else, and we're therefore you should be able to go and take it. You should be able to keep it over there. So why is it you can't take it? Ikalameimar me'alma asu. It's possible to say that they came from somewhere else. Ikalameimar in a shatzinu, but we could also say that maybe someone hid it over there. Rashi says, "Holo mukushan," since they're tied up. V'havli safek hiniach, and therefore. We're now in a case where it's a suffix whether it was placed there or it wasn't placed over there. Rashi says, "Bedavish einbo simin v'koshkin vadei hinuach." Right, suffix hinuach, bedavish einbo simin v'koshkin vadei hinuach. Abba zavda, amirav kol suffix hinuach. And then we're not sure. Lechatchila lo yitel, don't lechatchila come and touch it. Don't pick it up. V'im not, but if you did lo yachzer, then you don't go ahead and you don't return it. Says Rashi, lechatchila lo yitel, don't take it to yishakel. If you take it to yishakel, alek lebarayu simanim lemesavu. They don't have a sim to go big back. V'yafzid hilkach lo yitel v'abaylim yizkru. V'yov yitel and come back and take it. V'im not lo yachzer, but if you did take these pigeons that are tied up by their feathers behind the thing or on the way, then if you take them loyaks and don't return them, the whole lekel they have simana because they have no way of giving a simon anymore. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, matzah, kli biyash. But you find a kli in the garbage. Mechusav is covered over, lo yigabah, don't touch it, begula, no tell machas, but if it's revealed, then take it and announce it. Raminu. But we got ourselves a contradiction. Matzah, kli, tamar bashba. If you find a covered kli in the garbage, no tell machas, take it and announce it. Oh, covered. Shekein derech hashpa lefanos, because it's a normal way to go ahead and to get rid of the garbage. Just as v'lo shakel, if you don't take it, hi hashta l'chashiyifte yitlanu nachri, a guy's going to take it, or you saw a chashad, helkechavedihi, umuzar leh, therefore it's vedi, you have to go and you can take it. What's going on? So you do take it, you don't take it. What's going on? I'm rabbi saying, lo kasha ha bekube v'kasei. This mishnah, which says, leave it over there, is talking about barrels and cups, rashes tamunu midasu, don't touch them. Habas akina v'himnik, but the brisa is talking about knives and himnik. Rashes shehem kelim ketanim avduhem sheshlichem sham im ashpa, it's thrown with the garbage. Shotziem in a bias. Come on, parach mai shekein derech ashpa lufanos. The Gemara is going to ask, okay, how's this going to help, really? But anyway, the point is that Bikubi Bikase, when you do with these big things, well, you don't touch them because someone put it over there on purpose. Bikisakin, Sakini Bihimnik, but with a sakin is a knife, and a himnik is like, you know, we have this also with a lulav, with a himnik on the top of it. It kind of sprouts out and makes like these two different directions. There's a metal cleaves in the house. Noto Machus, go out and you announce it. Says the Gemara, a papa, another answer. Hava, hava, kubi, kasi. Both of them are talking with barrels and cups. Lokash is not a question. Kamba, ashpa, suili, panos. The Bryce is talking about a garbage that is cleared out. They're taking everything's cleared out over there, and therefore you have to go, and even if it's covered over, go and take it. Kamba, ashpa, and announce it. Kamba, ashpa, sheno, suili, panos. But you have another one that's not going to be cleared away from, and therefore you go and you leave it there. Ashpa su lefanos avida midasi. Period. Now it says Gemara ashpa su lefanos. But if you find some ashpa su lefanos avida midasi, that's called avida midas. Versus the haverle lasuke adaite shiefnu. He knows it's going to be put. It's going to be taken. It's going to be cleared out. And in such an instance, why it should be totally lost? Rather, what are we talking about over here? A garbage that is not going to be taken out and switched and moved and cleared away. But then the owner changed his mind and wanted to go and move it, and therefore you go and find it. You have to go and announce it because he thought it was not going to be thrown away. Bishlam, Papa, makes sense, Konya, Papa, Heinrich, the Katani. This is why it says, Shekein Derech Asper Lifanos. It's the way of the garbage to go to be cleared. Rashi Shabbailim, Nimlachim Lifanos, they changed their mind. Elo Avzid, according to Avzid, my Shekein Derech Asper Lifanos. What does the Brisa mean when it says, because it's the way of the garbage to be cleared out? According to Avzid, he says we're talking about small stuff that were thrown out over there, and they should have to be returned, even in a massive where it's not going to be cleared. So he says shekein derech asper lefanos lo kelim ketanim. The brisa means you have to announce when he finds, because it's the way of the garbage that people clear away small things. They throw it into there. So the brisa is not talking about the type of the garbage itself, but the type of thing that are found in the garbage that have to be announced. The Bryce is talking about a garbage that is not going to be cleared out. So an object is put over there on purpose has to be left over there, and only things that are assumed that get thrown over there, people don't know about it, they made a mistake, whatever it is, those things you have to take out, and now you have to announce. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Oh, no, actually, hold on 1 second. We'll leave this for tomorrow. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.